On last week's Buffalo Tales, we mentioned a youthful visionary named Harry Strunk, who co-founded the Red Willow County Gazette in 1911. Strunk was a forward-thinking journalist, bringing the first linotype machine to western Nebraska in 1914. A decade later, the Gazette became a daily newspaper, and in 1929, the Newsboy took flight, and the Gazette became the first paper anywhere in America to be delivered by air. Man, that must have been better than wireless. Even with his innovations in the news business, Strunk was best known as a reclamation leader. Following the flood of 35, he founded the Republican Valley Conservation Association, and, as its president, led efforts to build dams and reservoirs throughout the entire region. Prior to Harry's death in 1960, the lake north of Cambridge was named Harry Strunk Reservoir in his honor. As testimony to Strunk's selfless service to rural America, chiseled above the entrance to the original news office is his quote, "Service is the rent we pay for the space we occupy in this world." It now occupies a prominent place in the newspaper museum in Washington, D.C.
This Buffalo Tale is sponsored by the McCook Economic Development Corporation, growing business in southwest Nebraska.